If you enjoy movies, comic books, and pop culture, be sure to like and subscribe.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the REC Podcast, brought to you by REC Comics and Collectibles. I'm your host, Roman Chavez. With me, as always,
Eric Icarus. Eric. And...
Nope, we are still tuna-less. Trade negotiations continue to fail. Two bags of rice is too much for the tuna. All right. Eric, you can find us on the gram at the REC Podcast. You can follow myself at Roman REC Podcast. You can follow the shop at REC Comics, or you can come check us out at 7679 North Union Boulevard in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And you can find Eric wherever you may roam.
I love that song, dude.
Wherever you may wander.
Roma, wander, vagabond.
Sorry, guys.
I love Megadeth.
Well, we have...
your favorite.
I just want to put two fingers in the soft spot.
You're not a fan of Megadeth, that's
it. Not at all. No.
You know what? I'm not. You know, worst guitar player in Metallica. Didn't like any of his songs he wrote on Kill 'Em All.
Yeah.
Not a Dave Mustaine fan either. Megadeth, yeah. Not good in my opinion.
Yeah. The what's the Symphony of Destruction?
Yeah. Symphony of Destruction. Yeah. And then the Sweating Bullets, where he goes, "Hello, me, it's me again." God. He always looks like a petulant child too.
Oh, with
his red hair and his like whiny look.
He just looks like a bad kid. He's always like on the verge of a tantrum.
Yeah, he looks like a Butnick from Salute Your Shorts when he grows up.
Man.
That's Dave Mustaine.
I like Butnick.
Yeah,
man.
But no, I don't like Dave Mustaine. Well. Butnick, sorry, didn't mean to slander you.
Yeah, don't ever insult the good name of Butnick. Alright?
And Donkey Lips.
Guys, we're a little amped. We're a little jacked today, all right?
Why?
And
drink some Jolt.
I wish.
They don't make it anymore.
Because of
the caffeine.
Okay.
Because the kids are wusses these days.
Shit, you can't.
Don't want to get your heart rate up.
Yeah, right. These kids are they're drinking three or four just to get back to baseline. All right. But the Hollywood Reporter did come out with some very Eric specific news. The Punisher will be in Daredevil. What's it called?
A Born Again.
Born Again. There you go. Daredevil Born Again. And it will be reprised by John
Bernthal. Yes, which we all kind of suspected.
Well, we hoped.
We hoped. But he has such a following as that character. You know, that was the only... think the all we need now is Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
We need...
A customer told me today that was happening, but I hadn't seen
it. I hadn't seen anything either. Ritter. I always forget her first
name. Kristen Ritter?
Yeah. We just need her back, which I think we'll get her.
Yeah.
She's great.
And Iron Fist, you can go wait.
Yeah, Finn, whatever, but...
Finn Jones.
Coulter, I want him back as Coulter Power Man.
Or
Luke Cage.
Yeah.
But, we all kind of suspected it was going to happen. I didn't expect him to... show up in the Born Again storyline.
Yeah.
Just kind of alludes more to me thinking that it's not going to probably take as much from the base material.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's going to be...
Because he's not in that story.
He is not in that story. No. I believe Punisher and Daredevil only met twice at that point.
Yeah.
And, I think it's going to maybe just kind of be a spiritual... remake to Born Again.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the themes may be there, but, you know, if we're bringing Punisher in, where can we go with this?
Yeah.
I think the story of Born Again does lend itself to a Punisher-esque, you know, redemption.
Yeah.
Because the story, if you don't know, is very much about redemption and forgiveness. So I think those, along with Matt, I think that's some of Frank's bigger points in his stories.
Yeah.
What's going on in the Punisher books right now, I think that has a lot to do with redemption and forgiveness as well. Mm-hmm. If you're not reading the new Punisher, you should be
and
reading
new,
it.
New Daredevil, it's been fantastic.
It's been top-notch.
Jason Aaron and Chip Zdarsky.
Yeah, Zdarsky,
really killing it right now. With the kind of ways that we've left Frank in the Netflix universe, there's still a lot of redeemable stuff about Frank at this point. So... you know, we may come into it now. Where we last see Matt, he just got on with She-Hulk, walk of shame back to New York,
the wrong way.
But so we have this this kind of lighthearted Matt that
very much so
that the time before we saw him last just had a all out war with the Kingpin and with Bullseye.
Yeah.
And are we going to get Bullseye in this story? I am.
He wasn't in Born Again. But again, why not?
Yeah.
If we're going to be bringing back some of the greatest hits of the Netflix Daredevil series, why not bring in Dexter?
Dexter, yeah.
Which I was a fan of the actor playing him. Escapes me right now, but he did a great job.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of the Dexter character?
I thought it was really cool. My only issue was that we didn't get to see him in the costume.
Right.
He was, spoilers, in the Daredevil costume way too much.
Right.
Almost more than Matt at some point.
You know, which I think was a odd metaphor for the character, but mm-hmm. he was in it way too much. And then we got this, you know, if you didn't see season 3 of Daredevil, he gets back to his Frank Miller-esque all-black Daredevil uniform.
Yeah.
Man without fear.
Yeah. And then we see him in yellow and red Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah. Which, so. Did we get an explanation to why he chose to take up the yellow and red? Because if you don't know, in the comics, he wore the yellow and red because that was his father's boxing colors.
Yeah.
Where, you know, his father was a boxer.
Battle and Jack.
Yeah.
Murdoch.
Or if you're subscribed to the 2003 Daredevil movie, Jack the Devil Murdoch. He was a contender for the Betty Ford Clinic.
I actually kind of like that movie, but I digress.
Do you like the Coolio parts in the director's
I don't recall the Coolio.
Yeah, it's in the director's cut. They had more trial scenes in the director's cuts, which I thought the original was missing.
Was it the Coolio versus Al Yankovic?
That was the trial.
The Knights of the Amish Paradise.
Yeah, because Coolio kills Al Yankovic, and Coolio says, "I did not kill him."
Yeah.
And Matt's brought on to defend Coolio.
Mm.
You know, and he listens to his heartbeat, and he's like, "He's not lying."
Yeah.
He did kill him.
Yeah, totally did, guys. We gotta put this guy
away. Everybody
was
okay with it.
Yeah.
Did you? I guess they have, or has it come out, the Weird Al movie?
It has. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I think it was
either.
On Amazon.
Oh, was it really? Yeah, I hadn't seen it either. I thought it was a joke when I first saw the trailer.
So did I.
It was like a Funny or Die thing or something.
But I do like Al Yankovic, so I do like
Weird Al.
I do, man.
Yeah,
he's got some great jams, all right?
But they're other people's jams.
Yeah, but he's also got some great original. The Night Santa Went Crazy? That's a great original.
Dare to Be Stupid?
Because
of those tribute songs. They're in the vein of an artist.
What is the You Don't Love Me Anymore? That's a great freaking song, man. Man.
You do like some weird... Yeah. Have you ever seen him live?
No, but a friend of the show, Casey Duke, has seen him live at least twice and I think three times.
Are you serious?
He says it's one of the greatest shows ever.
Well, I heard he comes out in different outfits.
He's
much like Cher.
He's giving Cher and Gaga and all these hoes. He's giving them, what fur.
Yeah.
You know?
I would be down to go. I would go see him.
I would too.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Weird Al.
Yeah. He might be past his prime, but I mean...
He doesn't age. He looks great.
Yeah. Yeah,
he looks
great.
Yeah,
he was in those Weezer cover videos of
Africa.
Of Africa,
yeah.
So good.
Anyway,
Daredevil,
yeah.
Your boy Daredevil.
Yes.
I would like this to open up that to where we see Dexter go into a Punisher show. I hope that this can be in that hard PG-13 rated R feel of.
Netflix series, which I...
not every episode was rated R.
No.
Yeah.
That was what was great about the Netflix, I would say, especially season one.
Yeah.
Very much balanced the violence.
Dark fight scenes.
Yes.
So you're not seeing the blood.
Yeah, exactly. When you did see it...
Yes.
It was worth it.
Yes.
Like when he was fighting that guy in the alley.
Yeah.
Smashes, you know, the guy kills himself because he's afraid of the Kingpin.
Yeah.
And then we are getting Vincent D'Onofrio as Wilson Fisk, which, come on, he was already in Hawkeye, right?
Hawkeye, yes. And then he was supposed to have another role in Echo, which has been pushed indefinitely, I think, at this point.
Oh, wow.
I think there's too much at once.
Okay.
And not really strong enough characters to, carry things because... Riri books are down. Echo books are down.
Wow.
Like, they did not survive their MCU debuts.
Kind of what I would say with Miss Marvel. Because wasn't she supposed to get her own show own movie. But they put her into the new Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah. And, initially she wasn't going to get a show. Then they gave her the show. And then initially the Captain Marvel movie was just going to be Captain Marvel. But they folded in Miss Marvel and, I would assume, Photon.
Sure. Yeah.
Or Spectrum, I think she might go by.
Yeah.
I want a new Elektra.
Okay, you're not a fan of her.
I was not a fan of her as Elektra. I was totally a fan of her as Jinx in G.I. Joe.
She was a good Jinx.
Which is a very similar character in some aspects. Definitely
true.
Color tone. Of the costumes, kids. Of the costumes. His name is Electronachos. Well, she sounds like a Mexican appetizer.
She does, man. I would eat some Electronachos.
Oh, I love my wife loves Electra. That's her favorite female comic character.
Oh, awesome. And she likes the movie, too.
Yeah, she does. That is her experience. But for her, she liked that, and then she saw how much cooler the comics were.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it wasn't the other way around, where it was like, oh, this movie's not that good. Sorry, right, babe. But I enjoyed it. I watched it a lot.
Frank signed off on that movie. Because Electra is for those who don't know, that is a Frank creation.
Yeah.
So that's why he was able to kind of pull her out of the Daredevil and give her own miniseries, which was not very good.
No, but it's still Marvel, still Fox owned.
That's true.
So Frank can either sign off on it and get paid, or not sign off of it and not get paid. like you're getting you get a check for royalties. It's already built into your contract.
Right.
It's crap. You're not getting nearly enough as you should. He probably got like $5,000 or something stupid.
Oh, you think so?
Dude, I can't imagine he got much.
That's true.
It wouldn't shock me if Kevin Smith... Actually, Kevin Smith probably did it for free.
He probably did it for free.
Guaranteed.
Well, if you don't know, Frank Miller was in Daredevil.
Yeah.
He played a victim of Bullseye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. kind of circling back to this Born Again D+. It's not going to have the hardcore violence of the Netflix series.
You don't think so?
But no, God no, they couldn't get away with any of that.
They had some great fighting in
Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, was pretty black and white.
It was black and white.
But Falcon Winter Soldier had some good fighting.
It wasn't on par with that.
It wasn't. No.
I mean, I would say some of the best fights.
But it was MCU par.
That's true.
In some cases,
that's very true. But come on, man, that hallway scene.
They're going to have to establish a hallway scene.
They have to, you know. But we'll not have the violence. But where I think they can make up for it is, like, give us that awesome MCU storytelling that you used to give us.
Yeah.
You know, you have these baked-in characters. You have three seasons to pull from. And you're bringing back these great characters. Let's just... Marvel, come on, man. You can rein it in here. You know, no one gave Daredevil Netflix a lot. They didn't, and no one thought it was going to do that well.
Yeah, it was definitely an underdog.
It was very much an underdog, and I think it's back to being an underdog
again. I think so.
And I think this is your time to shine right here. You're bringing in Bernthal, Punisher, which I think is great. If we can bring in Dex, I don't see where... I'd like to see Elektra again, but I think she's kind of
dead. She's season 2, D+.
Yeah, I think she's dead. Yeah. But again, that's her thing in the comics. She dies and comes back all the time.
The hand.
Yeah. Because I think they might do is they're going to do Born Again, then Guardian Devil. Okay, but that's when they bring back Karen Page for season 2.
But Karen's not dead in the show, right?
She's not, but she's gone.
Yeah.
She's in the wind right
now.
So for those of you who don't know, that's the other thing is Karen Page is a big part
of
Born Again. She's kind of the linchpin of Born Again in the comic books.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're going to take this.
Because she's the one who sells out.
Matt. Yes. The real rundown quick. Karen Page, you know, she leaves the Daredevil comic book universe in the comics, obviously. Goes to Hollywood to become an actress. Fails spectacularly, gets involved with some shady people in the shady part of the cinema business, we'll just put it that way.
Yeah, drugs.
Drugs and other stuff. And she basically gives up everything she has for heroin. And she gives up the last thing of value she has, the identity of Daredevil. Sells it to a drug dealer, which in turn, drug dealer sells to King to Wilson. So Wilson knows Matt at this point, and he's like, look, I'm just going to ruin I'm going to wreck his life.
But he already knows that Matt Murdock
is there. And that's what I'm saying. So, where does this go?
So, yeah, the title feels very misleading.
It is, because season 3 of Daredevil on Netflix felt kind of Born Again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because, you know, you have Matt, the fallout from the Defenders. You know,
is that his mom in
yes, season 3? Yes, that's Maggie, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like they played all of the hard notes of Born Again in season 3 of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Where do you go with this?
Maybe they can have Karen, like, it's a matter of life and death or something, and she gives up.
Well, she's not cast.
Hmm?
She's not.
Neither was D'Onofrio for season 2 of Daredevil.
That's true.
So.
But that wouldn't be that big of a surprise to have Deborah Wall back. No one's going to be like, oh my God, you know, like... I feel like they would have announced it already.
I don't think so. I think they slow roll it.
I really think this is what they're going to do.
Okay.
She's not going to be in Born Again.
Okay.
season two, Guardian Devil, you bring back Karen Page. Because she, again, linchpin of the story in Guardian Devil. Not going to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
But a big thing happens to Karen Page in Guardian Devil. Yeah. So I think that's why they bring her back in Guardian Devil and maybe right some wrongs with her character.
Man.
You know? Because, like, again, where do you go with Guardian Devil or a Born Again right now with D Plus Show? You played all the choice notes from
the only book. Thing you didn't do is use the name.
Exactly.
So,
but again, at this point, Wilson knows who Matt is. He pulled his mask off right at the end anyway.
Are we getting a different big bad? Are we getting somebody worse than
Wilson?
Than Wilson?
Maybe we get a devil in lock. Or what is it called? Where he's imprisoned?
Oh, I would love them to go the devil inside and out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's how you bring Iron Fist back?
Yeah.
New actor, totally throw us off guard.
And that would be, and Punisher plays a big role in that.
Yeah.
And Bullseye's in that too.
Dude.
So maybe you do Born Again as Devil in Cell Block D or Devil Inside and Out. And that's where you know, we get Matt in jail, which he's been, you know, so close to being arrested so many times. Mm-hmm. Why not, you know, put him on the stand? You know, I think the first two episodes, him trying to defend himself.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a good Jennifer Walters cameo.
Yeah.
Her trying to defend Matt.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously there's too much evidence. Not even she can save Matt at this point. It's like, oh yeah, you were a vigilante lawyer. All these people you put in are coming out.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't come out and they stay in the prison because they want to
interesting.
Put the hurt to Matt.
What are some stories you would recommend people read? Obviously, Born Again.
Yeah, which is it's the first volume of Daredevil. It starts at Daredevil 227, goes to Daredevil 231. That is the original run of Born Again. Mm. But you further reading is up to 233.
Okay.
So the whole story is 227 to 233 because that's 232 is when you get Nuke.
Oh,
Captain America.
Okay.
Yeah, the original Born Again storyline ends with just Karen, him saving Karen at the end.
Yeah.
That's where it stops. But then the loose ends are tied up in 32 and 33.
Interesting.
Titled God and Country and Apocalypse, respectively. So,
I've read this. Daredevil guy.
I'm a Daredevil person, a fanatic. But yeah, those were they've already used Nuke.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Daredevil, but in Jessica Jones, which I thought that was kind of a weak play.
It could have been cooler.
It could have been way cooler if they would have saved it for this.
Yes.
Or even, I think he would have played better in season 3 of Daredevil on Netflix.
Interesting.
I think I would have been okay with that. So I don't know. I don't know where we go with this. Where does Punisher fit into this?
If you want to go back to their first meeting in Daredevil 183 and 184,
yes.
Circa 1982, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Those books always have some inherent value.
They'll
start peeking again.
Peek again. They're fun reads.
Yeah.
I would recommend the. There's a storyline in 2005. It's just called Daredevil versus Punisher.
Yeah.
Some of the best Daredevil Punisher fights I've seen, and it is cool. It's just them going after the Jackal.
Yeah.
It's a fun read.
Yeah.
It has some of my favorite Punisher lines and Daredevil lines when they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
They're basically fighting over this. There's a kid that's a murder witness, and they're trying to. They're both trying to save this kid from the mob, but they're like fighting each other.
Yeah,
and there's a scene where, you know, Frank can't tag Matt.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. Yeah. So it just gets to the point where Frank snaps and he just just tackles Matt, and he screams at him, "No more ballet, no more flipping." He's like, "You're in my world now," and he starts trying to gouge his eyes out, which he's blind. Yeah. What are you doing?
Still hurts the same.
Still hurts. That's a good point.
And you can't see it coming, you know. So that's not great. For my recommendation, I think Punisher versus Bullseye could be a cool thing because the Punisher aspect of it could be him going after Bullseye and needing Matt's help. So you could do something like that, and then they could also give us a gateway into more of Dexter's backstory because they did that a lot in the Punisher.
Yes, right. Yeah. I forgot all about
just that such a great story.
And it's cool.
Oh god, it's a Garth Ennis, and I think
something. And he doesn't go full Ennis.
No, he doesn't go full Ennis. He's got some funny things in there because they have Bullseye in a maximum security, like a super max prison, and they like. You know, he's all Hannibal Lectered out. They give him salt. They only give him liquid foods, and they give him laxatives, so he can't use his poop as a weapon.
Because he could.
Yeah. They have like the single robotic guard, like cybernetic dude that guards him, and he has like a one shot like bullet in his like arsenal. So like, if he doesn't kill him, then that guy's just dead, and he doesn't get out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's cool. It's got good fights. I can't remember the artist's first name. I want to say Tim Dillon, but that's the comedian.
Yeah.
It's something Dillon. I apologize, but the it's a great story, and I think it could be a cool way to bring that in.
Absolutely. Like,
I'm hunting Bullseye.
Yes. And then we get that classic quandary of you can't kill him, Frank.
Yeah. The justice system.
Yeah.
Something.
Justice.
Now, if we try him and he gets off, then we beat him pretty bad.
Yeah, he'll just break his legs.
Yeah, then, you know, justice is served.
You know, because, like, real quick, going back to the Netflix Punisher series, I wasn't a big fan.
I really liked the first season, the second season.
I liked the first two episodes of the first season, and then it just, it turned into, like, Frank working at a construction site.
Yeah.
That, Frank wouldn't do that.
No.
He wouldn't try to live a quiet life. He's consumed by revenge. Yeah. I felt like Daredevil season 2, which I thought was kind of a missed, or actually it was a misfortune to put him in season 2. He kind of ate up Daredevil season 2 too much. Yeah. There was too much going on in season 2. It's my least favorite season.
Yeah, same here. I don't like any of the Elektra stuff.
Could have done better.
Yeah.
Way better. Yeah. Same with the Punisher.
Yeah.
They should have brought him in at the end, like the last three episodes. Because they try to have the hand thing, Elektra, Punisher, Matt stuff. Yeah, it's just too much going on. And then it goes off into Punisher Netflix. And then he went full Punisher. But then it just got like, okay, what's going on here? There's like, he has no real thing to fight for. And Jigsaw was completely lame.
Yeah.
He had one little scar, which is like, we were expecting to see mangled
dog face. Dude, he rode his face down the
which was
mirror.
Brutal.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, very Punisher.
Yeah, and he's just...
yeah, big Punisher, you know?
Big pun!
Yeah,
hit you with the big guns. Barinqua Banana?
Nope.
You know, we were talking about him before the cameras were rolling.
I wasn't talking about
him. Well, we were. We were listening to that song. And I mentioned that Big Pun was a spousal abuser.
Oh, that's an interesting
and
Roman fact.
Said, that's just fat guys.
Yeah, that's just... That's just 700
And I was
pound
dying.
Hits,
right? I was dying when he said that. It was so funny.
So, very excited.
Yes.
It's going to, hopefully, you know, with Deadpool being R-rated, hopefully we can get some R-rated Punisher, because Punisher was heavily R-rated.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of F-bombs in there.
Yeah.
So,
I would like to keep that, because that's how Frank is. It's how military guys are.
Yeah. And I thought that was true to his character, even with its flaws. The Netflix Punisher did have that aspect of the military guy.
Yeah.
It felt, you know, because we both know military people. Mm-hmm. And they kind of got that hardness to them, you know? And
dude, I was a Marine.
You
for
were?
3 years.
Is that what he's...
Punisher says that to Spider-Man when he's fighting him in an ASM 129.
Oh,
he
didn't even do his full tour.
Yeah, he did like the quick tour out. He got a medical discharge, you know. He loved a Vietnamese that was not clean.
Jesus!
You know,
I'm sure they retconned that.
Yes,
In Punisher Born, it seemed like he had done like four tours in Nam at that point.
Yeah, they. You could tell the person who wrote that probably wasn't a
military
guy.
It was
3 years. Sounds good.
I forgot about that
scene. Sounds good, yeah.
He's kicking Spider-Man. I was a Marine for 3 years.
In his white go-go boots?
Yeah, his go-go boots.
I love it.
You remember what Punisher's name was originally supposed to be?
Castiglione?
No, his code name.
Oh, was it like the killer or something?
Close.
What is it?
The Assassin.
The Assassin. Oh, okay.
Doesn't have the same ring.
No, the Punisher.
Yeah.
And especially as they fill it out later, this isn't vengeance,
it's
punishment.
Yes.
Like, that came up later.
Yes.
You know, like, it's just like, okay, because you could have done that with the Assassin.
No, because Assassins are people who take payments for killing,
exactly.
Which I think he was at this point.
Yeah.
So he was more of an Assassin at this
point. But, like, I'll take out bad people.
Yeah.
Jackal convinced him that Spider-Man was bad.
That's right. Jackal!
Yeah, you rascally Jackal.
Who's your favorite Punisher while we wrap this up?
Okay.
Movie-wise. Favorite. Let me phrase that. On-screen Punisher. Your favorite.
Dude, I really do like that Thomas Jane Punisher.
Do you?
I do. It's not a good Punisher story, but it's a good, like, revenge story.
Okay. And you thought he played Frank...
He played that version of Frank really well.
Okay. What about the Ray Stevenson Warzone.
Yeah, it was way too much like the comic, and in the worst way
possible. It went full Ennis.
Yeah, too Ennis. Yeah, you never go full Ennis,
kids. Never go full Ennis.
No.
Okay, what about Dolph?
Dolph, I don't even remember it. We should rewatch that.
We should, because it's not bad.
Okay.
I would say before Bernthal, that is the closest Punisher.
Shut up.
We will rewatch it.
All right.
And I will
the
make
cop
my
one? The one where he's a
yes.
cop?
I'm saying the story is trash, but as the character, he brought the darkness
right.
and the ambivalence to murder.
Mm.
He wasn't very much like, rah-rah, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. He was just like, you know, which I think the Ray Stevenson kind of did that too.
Yeah.
He's very like, eh. Like yeah. when I do like that one scene when when he rescues his cop friend
yeah.
and he handcuffs the bad guy and he just shoots him.
Yeah.
He's like, damn it, Frank!
Yeah.
That what? Scene was pretty cool.
In the Civil War comic,
oh, yeah.
Cap is you know, obviously against the government on this, and they like some villains show up to like offer like, hey man, we don't want the government to know all this stuff either. And
Cap's kind of like, we need help.
We need all the bodies we can. You know, he's laying it down, and then they just get shot up. And Frank's been working with him, and he's like, what? And like Cap just starts beating on him. He's like, you murderous piece of garbage.
He has a hit me. Stand up, hit me back.
And Frank's like, I won't hit you.
Yeah, man. I can't hit you. Because he has that respect as a military. He's like, kind of his, like, well, he is, would be his superior, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, because he's only a sergeant in the military.
And yeah, it's like, you know, Frank's just like, look, he even tells him, he's like, they were murderers and thieves.
Yeah, I can't let that
happen. That's what I do, baby.
I know, yeah.
Big pun, all right? Big pun.
Guns.
All right, kids, that's our show. If you like what we're doing, please hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends, click that little bell so you know we have new content out. And let us know what you think below. Are you excited about Bernthal? You have to be. It fits. It makes so much sense.
They'll make it work.
Yeah. Eric, do you have any final thoughts for us today?
I was going to do the big pun hitting his wife thing for my final thought. Don't hit anybody.
Nice. Don't put your hands in anybody.
No. Don't do that.
All right? Don't call me up. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Roman Chavez.
I'm still Eric Icarus.
And for the Big Tuna, we will catch you on the next podcast.